Day to you, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand you have lots of World Cup news for us today.
Kim, my cup runneth over with World Cup news. Yes, indeed. Kim, as we look forward to Thursday's official kickoff of the World Cup in Brazil, let's keep in mind this will be the first time goal line technology is used at the 32-nation football jamboree. 14 cameras, 7 focused on each goal mouth, have been hung up in all 12 World Cup stadiums in Brazil. The cameras will record 500 images per second, and a computer will process the frames. Within a second of a ball crossing the line, the referee's special watch will vibrate and flash goal. The small German startup company Goal Control created the technology used to support the referees, something which has been used for years already in sports such as cricket, rugby, tennis, and American-style football. The German company demonstrated the goal line technology at Brazil's famous Maracanã Stadium in Rio de Janeiro, where the World Cup final will be played July 13th. The chief executive officer of Goal Control is Dirk Breuchhausen.
The system works 100% accurate, and we have the possibility that the signals will be sent out after the cams have seen whether the ball crossed the line or not, to send out to referee's watch, and the referee then decides at his sole discretion, okay, is this a goal or not, yes or no.
World football's governing body, FIFA, was persuaded to move to the goal line technology after an incident at the 2010 World Cup in South Africa. England's Frank Lampard was denied a goal against Germany when his shot hit the bar and officials failed to spot the ball had bounced down just behind the line. If it had been ruled a goal, England would have tied the match at 2-2. But Germany went on to win 4-1 in the round of 16 match in Bloemfontein. FIFA has carried out extensive testing of the new technology. Speaking in Rio, the group leader of the FIFA quality program, Johannes Holzmuller, had this to say.
In the preparation of this World Cup, the independent test institute, Labelsport UK, they've tested over 2,400 goal line incidents in the several stadiums here in Brazil. All of these 2,400 goal line incidents were correctly recognized by the system. So yes, we can trust the system. We are sure that it worked 100%.
In more World Cup news, the spirit of the football fiesta has spread to the United Nations in New York. UN ambassadors from all 32 participating countries don their national team jerseys ahead of Thursday's opening match between Brazil and Croatia in Sao Paulo. As he posed for photographs with the various UN ambassadors, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon talked about his love of football.
Some of you may know that I have played football from time to time with some of the ambassadors here today. I even broke my hand at one point. It took 2 months to heal. I guess I have to stop trying to do that Pelé-style bicycle kick. Today's gathering is an occasion to celebrate the best values of sport, teamwork, fair play, and mutual respect. Over the next month, hundreds of million people will be entertained and enthralled as we follow the action at avenues across Brazil. Regardless of the team we support, we will all be admiring the extraordinary feats of the world's best players. Sports has a unique ability to unite us and to show us what we have in common. There is no better testimony than today's event. What else can get ambassadors to shed their suits and ties and dress like this during daytime? To all the competing teams in Brazil, I wish you the very best. Last year, I had the honor of kicking off the ball at the Real Madrid match. This year, they won the Champions League. I hope to bring all of your teams the same luck.
That's Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the United Nations, speaking at UN headquarters in New York. And I'd love to see Ban Ki-moon do one of those Pele-style bicycle kicks. Yes, indeed. And while the UN Secretary General is wishing good luck to all 32 teams competing at the World Cup in Brazil, I know he has a special allegiance for the South Korean team. The South Korean team could have used a lot more luck Monday night in the southern U.S. city of Miami, Florida. The South Koreans suffered a 4-0 loss to Ghana in a friendly World Cup warm-up match for both teams. The hero for the Black Stars of Ghana was striker Jordan Ayew, one of the sons of Ghanaian great Abede Pele. The 22-year-old Ayew had a hat trick for Ghana, which plays its opening World Cup match June 16th against the USA in Natal, Brazil. Ayew came on as a substitute early in the match in the fourth minute for Majid Waris, who suffered a leg injury. Asamoah John scored Ghana's other goal. Black Stars head coach James Kwesi Appiah says it's fine his team won the match, but there's still work to do ahead of taking on the Americans next week in Natal. And keep in mind, VOA World Cup fans, Ghana has eliminated the USA from the past two World Cups at Germany 2006 and at South Africa 2010. Joining us once again from Johannesburg is our African football guru, David Legg. And David gives us his latest African football quiz question.
Who was the most successful coach of an African team at all the World Cups? Now, I stress an African team. So in other words, it can be a foreign coach or it can be an African coach. Now, what's very important is how you decide who has been the most successful. And what you do, Sonny, is you base it on percentage success. And what you do is you look at the record of each coach. Now, for example, I'm going to pick out one coach, Vidinic. He coached Morocco in 1970, and he coached what was then called Zaire in 1974. So he coached at two consecutive World Cups with different countries. Now, his record, Sonny, and he's obviously not the winner, and that's why I can mention him, is six matches played, one draw, and five defeats. And unfortunately, the reason he saw his team score only two goals but concede 20 is, of course, Zaire were hammered 9-0 at the 1974 World Cup by the then Yugoslavia. So in other words, Sonny, he's played six matches now. In each match, you've got 3 points available for a win. So that's a total of 18 points. And he got one draw, so he only got 1 point. So what you do is you get that one, the 1 point, you divide it by 18, which is the potential total, and then you multiply by 100. And that's how you work out your percentage success. Because, Sonny, it's the only fair way to do it, because like you take a coach like Henri Michel of France. He's coached at nine matches at the World Cup, and then other coaches have only coached at, say, three. So I think this is a very fair system. So what we want to know is who has been the most successful coach of an African team at the World Cups. And that's going, Sonny, from 1934 to 2010. And I'm sure you're going to have a very good prize or prizes for the winners, because they're going to sweat a bit on this one, Sonny.
Yes, David, we will have some of those delightful VOA goodies for the winners. Why don't we set a deadline, David, of July 13th, which is when the World Cup final will be played in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. David and I will now give our addresses where you can send your entries. And once again, we have a July 13th deadline for our latest African football quiz question.
It's David.Legg, and Legg is spelled L-E-G-G-E, at AFP, that's Agence France Presse, .com. So I'll just repeat that one more time. It's David.Legg, L-E-G-G-E, at AFP, www.sportsnews.com.
You can send me email at sonny@voanews.com. Sonny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237. Voice of America, VOA,
Washington. This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C.
Follow The Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. If you go to my Facebook page today, Tuesday, you'll see a photo of Ghanaian footballer Jordan Ayew with his fingers pointed upward, celebrating his hat trick against South Korea. As I mentioned earlier, Ghana defeated South Korea Monday night 4-0 in a friendly World Cup warm-up match. And my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. Once again, @VOASunnySports. Speaking of Twitter, FIFA will let fans decide the official man of the match for World Cup games in Brazil via a vote on Twitter. Football's world governing body hopes that taking the vote to social media will increase the number of fans who vote. During the 2010 World Cup in South Africa, the man of the match vote was accessible only on the FIFA website. FIFA says voting will be available in six languages: English, Spanish, Portuguese,